There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Tuesday, April 28th. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem has been really super busy, Roger. You know, Justin had a crazy 7-10-day period there.
Yep, sure did.
All the way into last weekend. And then I had a crazy Thursday through Saturday.
Yep.
And then you had a good getaway down in Florida.
Getaway.
And it's all good to be back together again. So glad to have everybody here with us. We've got a couple guests in the studio we're going to get to in just a second. House Speaker Brian Evans and Senate President Bart Hester. But before we do that, we've got a coach who's doing a great job up on the hill. Roger, will you give DJ Gasso the appropriate welcome, please? He is the hitting coach of the number 6 Razorbacks, DJ Gasso. DJ, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
How we doing?
We're doing great, man. I had a chance to have on Friday, speaking about crazy show, Friday, Coach Dyfel jumped on with us. Ella McDowell jumped on with us. We always have her on Friday. And then Bree Ellis jumped on with us because it was Bree Ellis bobblehead doll night. And I got a chance to go over there Friday night. And you guys took care of business this weekend. We just want to touch base with you real quick because the season now has come to an end. You got one more series with Texas and you know, I was asking Coach Dyfel, I said, has it gone by in a hurry? Has it seemed like, you know, you guys are having to fight for your life every week because the schedule's so hard? But she said it actually has flown by. What are your thoughts? You're at the end of the road almost now.
Yeah, absolutely flown by. You don't really notice it flying by. I see it in my kids. You know, I see pictures of when we start. I'm like, gosh, they're getting so dang big. It seemed like just yesterday we were you know, heading out on the road to get the season going. But, yeah, that's the journey's the reward, man, all the time spent with the players, the staff, the relationships that you build throughout the season, man. It's really fun competing with this group, and we're really looking forward to continuing to compete at a high level going into the best time of the year, which is postseason. So, but we got a really big series with the defending national champions coming up this weekend. So, really, really excited to get in that environment as well.
DJ, I got a chance to meet you for the first time with Coach Dyfel over at an event in Saline County. I guess it was 2 years ago. And super guy, you're doing a great job. And we've really been blessed, and we're really proud of the fact that for 5 years now in a row, we've had a softball player with an NIL call. We started with Mary Hath the first year, Hannah Gamble for 2 years in a row, Bree Ellis last year, and now Ella McDowell. So, and Justin Moore, he's our softball baseball guy. He's the expert there that we lean on. But Roger and I have really grown
up. I'm no expert, Coach. that's you.
No, but we've had a lot of fun learning the game. Roger and I have. It's just fun, exciting. But I was going to say, this year's squad looks a little different than the previous 4 years we've watched. All four of the years we've watched, it had an amazing hitting lineup and had really good pitching. But I tell you, from top to bottom, this lineup, every series, every game, there's a different hero at the plate. I mean, and I was just going to ask you, you've been there since, I guess, 2023. Is this team maybe built a little different than what we've seen before? Just there's no weaknesses and everybody seems to step up and deliver when the team needs it?
Well, first off, let's go back to when we first met. I didn't know it was like the Central Arkansas. Like, hey, I'm David. I run this town. I run over here.
I don't do that.
You know,
so, not true, DJ.
And then Justin, I think, was supposed to, I want to say, throw out a first pitch a couple of years ago, right? And it ended up getting rained out.
That's right.
So I think it got pushed back or something like that.
He wanted to.
Yeah. And Justin, your voice even sounds better on radio, so I feel like I need to go up to sound, you know, legit as you right now.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's early, so I'm a little deeper than normal.
Yeah, I love it. And then one more shout out, Bobby Bones, another Central Arkansas legend. So I can't go without making sure that you know, you get a hello from him because I know he's
DJ, we hate him, so you know, and he's our competitor. No, I'm just joking with you. No, he's a he's another success story here in Arkansas, and actually the same place where Roger's from. But yeah, the common thread in all that is that we all love softball, and we really appreciate what you guys are doing with the team. And so back to the question: is this team built a little different?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, what's great about this lineup is you never know who's going to be the hero. You know, it could be the leadoff, it could be the nine hole, somewhere in the middle. We do a really good job of getting on base at a high rate. And so with that being said, if people are on base, you never know who's going to be the person to get that big hit. And so that's what's been really cool to see and almost frustrating at times because, like, usually, you know, is the top of the lineup supposed to be the ones getting all the hits and all the runs? But, you know, what's great is we're able to attack from a lot of different areas, a lot of different angles, and depending on the pitcher, what their strengths are they more up in the zone, more down in the zone, mixing in change-ups a lot? We just have a lot of different hitters that have many different strengths. And so depending on where you're at in the lineup or how we place them, and depending on the pitcher, you'll see it's really hard to keep this offense down. And, you know, we haven't performed at the rate I think that we're accustomed to or used to the last about week, which is okay. I mean, there's times in the season that's going to happen. But it's really good lessons learned because you don't really want to learn too many lessons going in the postseason.
Sure.
So hopefully that's the last one that we can kind of learn. And now it's just compete at the highest level the rest of the way out.
We're visiting with DJ Gasso, the hitting coach for the Razorback softball team. Yeah, you got one series to go. You mentioned defending champion Texas. They're, I think, ranked number four. But it's what you guys do. You guys play the best in America every year. You went to Oklahoma, your mom's club, and it was a different look. You know, you not only won a game, but the first game you're up 4-0. And I think for the first time, I told Coach Dyfel when she was doing the interview, the broadcasters were trying to, you know, are you impressed with what you've seen with Oklahoma and the stadium? And Courtney was like, "Yeah, listen, we've been here, done that. We're not intimidated. We think we can play with anybody." And even your mom said she felt this Razorback team was a World Series team. You sort of feel that confidence that this team is ready to take that next step, and you know they're not intimidated by anybody. They feel like they can play with anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, especially going in the Oklahoma series. I mean, that's a heavyweight matchup. I mean, this is going into this weekend is another top 10, sometimes top 5 matchup. I think we've had 4 or maybe 5 if you consider Georgia a top team when we faced them. So, yeah, it's why you play the game. You know, the 10-0 run rule, that's what we want. You know, that's fun, and beating the mid-major, that's all great. But, man, when your heart gets beaten a little bit, you know, you're getting a little tense, a little short of breath, like, man, those situations, that's when you compete. That's what is so thrilling about the sport, you know, and to be able to do that basically every single weekend with our schedule has been really fun. And I think it's given the girls a lot of confidence going into postseason. It's like, man, these top teams in the country, we've went toe to toe with them. We've beaten them in some series, if not a game. So I hope that especially after how last season ended, hopefully that just is a storm of confidence going into this next month of the season.
Yeah, you guys have been knocking on the door, you know, and like I said, we've been, you know, covering you guys for 5 years and just been knocking on the door, being home. Speaking of Texas, that was Roger. Texas was the team that knocked us out in the Super Regional, what it was, 3 years ago. So, you know, and of course, being an old Razorback football player myself, anytime you get to beat Texas in anything, DJ, is a good thing. So we'll let you run and get back to work. But I just want to say we want to say great job, great work, and we're excited to be a part of supporting what you guys are doing. We love Ella. Ella's a high energy, you know, great teammate and a great hitter as well.
As do I. Yeah, and like I said, appreciate everything you guys do, not only for the Razorbacks, but the softball program in particular. We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coach. And I don't know if you can, I don't know if we can mention this, but Justin's got a young daughter that's already hitting homers,
dingers,
yeah. And so Her name is Her name is Ella Moore. Be watching out for
list.
Yeah. What be watching for a DJ.
On the list. I know. On the list. I got to say hello to her when they came up to say it.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's legit. All right.
Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Thanks, DJ. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, that's DJ Gasso. Yeah, his dad's a college softball coach. His mother's won 8 national championships at Oklahoma. Yeah, it's no pressure or anything to be in the family.
I didn't know his dad was.
Yeah, I think it's at a...
Wonder where.
I think it's in somewhere on the West Coast. I saw it early this morning. Oh, Mid-American... Oh, is it? No, it's in Oklahoma. At Mid-American Christian University in Oklahoma. Makes sense.
I was going to say, that would be a difficult marriage,
yeah,
man.
I didn't know if they were divorced. I might have read that wrong. So, anyway, yeah, good catch there. As I mentioned, in studio, we have House Speaker Brian Evans and Senate President Bart Hester. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, David.
Bart, real quick now, you played ball at Arkansas, right? What were your years at Arkansas?
I did, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Now, I played, but I was a bullpen catcher, so I'm trying not to get too much pressure on me.
That's okay. You were there. You wore the colors. And what years, what kind of seasons did you guys have during those years?
We were the SEC champions in 1999.
Very nice. Who were the star players on the team?
We had... guys like Dan Wright, David Walling, Ryan Lundquist. We had a lot of great players.
Yeah. Yep. And what was it like to play for Coach back in the day? Yeah.
Man, he was great. He was firm, but I will tell you, when as tough as somebody is, when you know they care about you, it makes all the difference. We had a local guy here from North Little Rock named Brian Kirby that we lost last week.
Yeah, I saw that. We tragic. Talked about that. Yeah. We mentioned that. Horrible story. Yeah.
That was horrible.
He was part of your team?
He was part of the team.
Wow.
Right.
He was a freshman All-American, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Is that he was. Yeah, I was drafted twice out of high school and then out of the university.
Yeah, Norm DeBrine, we've had him on the show a few times, and what a legendary guy he is. A tough guy. We didn't know really how tough he was. He's like a football coach.
That he was. We heard horror stories. We thought we had it easy because we heard horror stories of hitting fungos at guys earlier.
I know,
back when he was younger.
I know. Now, listen, you guys have come to the studio before the last few years promoting a basketball game, a legislative basketball game, benefiting some great causes. And so, but you guys now have changed and said enough basketball. We've seen R.J. Hawk. Roger, you've seen, you and I have both gone to see R.J. Why do we describe R.J.'s basketball talent? Watching him go up and down the court.
He was huffing and a puffing and blowing the house down, and the state reps for that matter.
The key there was making sure you didn't get injured. There, we've shifted to softball. First of all,
RJ was a 3-point machine.
Machine?
That's where he took them.
Yeah, he didn't make them.
Yeah, it was a lot. You don't have to run as hard if you shoot threes.
So tell us about the change from basketball to softball and who you're benefiting.
Well, the goal is to raise money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we've been doing good with that, but we've learned during basketball we're raising mostly money for orthopedic surgeons.
So we're switching
the venue up because the focus has to be on the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We think the what we're seeing the early numbers are, it's going to be a real win.
Yeah, how much, Bart, Brian, rather, how much, I know that Denver over the years, I mean, it's a big number that you guys hit every year.
It's been a great number. And first day, we want to thank our sponsors and the partners that have come along this journey with us. Over the years, we've raised over $250,000 from Big Brothers and Big Sisters,
the
Child Advocacy Centers, and we're looking for a record number this year. We're expecting to break another $50,000 this year, so that'll put us over $300,000.
Outstanding. That's a tremendous number. And the game was supposed to be tonight, but because of rain, you guys are going to move it to tomorrow night over at Dickie Stevens, right? And what's going to be how the team's going to be set? What you got the center on one side, the representatives on the other. Where's the governor? Where does she lay?
We've got a couple of the governor's staff that's going to be on our team, and I think the Senate has a couple from the Attorney General's office that's going to be on their team.
Nice. Yeah, the governor always had everybody. She has a staff. She has staff people that also get up there and play. And so, but the governor never plays, right? The governor just observes. Which is a smart thing.
She always just observes, and we had her scheduled to throw out the first pitch, and I'm not sure when we move games from Tuesday to Wednesday, if her schedule allows. She's pretty in demand right here.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is this fast pitch or slow pitch?
It is definitely slow pitch.
Listen, Roger, you and I have participated in a game or two over there.
As hard as it is for me to hit a golf ball, and this ball is bigger, I could throw a hip out.
Do you remember what happened, Roger, at home plate? Do you know about what happened at home plate the last time we played what do we call that thing? The buzz?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
You were not here?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what happened, Justin? Have you heard about this story?
I don't think so.
So, Tommy is catching, and Acri, there's a hit, and Acri comes around third base. This is a fundraiser. This is a celebrities buzz softball game.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, Tommy's at the plate. So, Tommy's sort of blocking the plate. You know, what does Justin do? Runs over him. Does the Pete Rose, you know, not slide, not... I see Tommy go down. I see him reach.
Like blows him up.
Blows him up. I'm like, Justin, no! And I see Tommy go down. And I immediately see him grab his hand, and I said, you know, Roger, you know, this is not going to turn out good. Sure enough, Tommy gets up, broken finger. Mm-hmm. Justin broke his finger. I'm like, Justin, what are you doing, man? But so sometimes
you blew out a knee or something.
I did. When we were playing over at what's the play? Not Dickie Stevens.
Ray Winder.
Ray Winder. I am running down to first.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running down to first base, and it looks like I've been shot by a sniper in my hamstring. And so I feel something in my hamstring, and I fall, and I actually do a flip, wow. a 360.
Mm. I did that in men's league years ago.
Well,
years ago.
I get up, Justin, and I'm thinking something's the matter with my hamstring. So I stay in the game. I'm going to suck it up. And I remember any time I would try to jog, my leg would collapse, and I didn't think
anything. All right, now here's the deal. We know that you get to warm up in a basketball court. You're shooting free throws. You can do whatever you got to do. How are you guys preparing for this? If you hadn't been on the field and put a glove in front of you or swung a bat in a while, what are you doing, you know, to prepare?
Well, Roger, I think we recruited very well to start with the house. We've got some hidden all-stars.
Oh, you do? Interns that just happened to join
us?
No, we've just got
some old guys that have known how to play for a long time.
Okay, and, so they're ready to go.
They've dusted off the gloves. We've had a few practices. We've done a lot of BP, a lot of stretching. Our guys are in shape.
A lot of stretching. Okay.
Yeah, were you a softball, baseball player growing up?
No,
not at all. Do you have EMTs on site?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Well, to finish that story, I was saying that, so I finished the game, and I tell Jimmy Tucker, I said, Dr. X, something's the matter with my hamstring. And he first looked at it, he said, I think it's going to be okay. And he didn't. I think we did x-ray, couldn't see anything. I said, something's not right. I had snapped my hamstring. To snap the hamstring off the bone. It actually, the hamstring came off the bone.
And
I stayed that way for about a year, and we went back and finally reattached it. And so, Roger, between my hamstring and Tommy's finger, we canceled the softball game. Yeah. We're just not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. So was Tommy mad at Justin?
Well, no.
It just wasn't like that.
Tommy, listen,
just competitive. I mean, it's like an all-star game. You get, you know, the winning team gets more money.
Of course, you know, Tommy, there's always going to be drama around Tommy. So I remember we went to the hospital.
You break a finger, it's still hurts.
But yeah, you bet. Yeah. We went to the hospital, had to sit there for a while. I think it was a good transition from basketball. It had run its course. I think you'd seen so much of it. Now we get to see who the ringers are in softball. Now, Bart, I would have to say, there's a lot of people looking at you, Razorback baseball player, to deliver.
I do. I feel a lot of pressure. You know, Tyler Dees played college basketball, and, you know, I told him the other night, he can shoot 30 times, and if he misses half, he still looks great. Uh-huh. I'm going to bat twice. I got a lot of pressure.
There is.
But
yeah.
I will tell you, we had practice the other night, and I'm sitting there, and we're all just talking, chatting. I'm here in the batting cage, wham, wham, and I look over. It's State Senator Jamie Scott.
All right.
I'm like, Jamie, you're a player. She said, I played with the boys growing up, played baseball.
Nice. Okay.
So we're really excited about that. I think she's going to be our ringer.
Great. I got you. Great. We had the debate with Justin and the GM of the Travs about hitting a ball out of the park. But we were talking baseballs, weren't
we? GM of the Travs.
It was
fun coordinator.
Yeah.
Lance.
Lance.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But we were talking baseball.
Yeah. Lance is not so much fun. he's a Debbie Downer.
I think we had that in the system somewhere where Justin talks with. But anyway, the question was: Will there be a home run? Will there be a home run? Do you have a home run? Do you have the outfield roped off or anything where fans can come in the back of the warning track or no?
Oh, we've got a lot of warning track power.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of surprises. We've got guys that have hit very well in BP. It's going to be a fun night. A lot going on there at Dickie Stevens.
Starts at 6, is that right?
5:30. First pitch, 5:30. Opening ceremonies. Big night. A lot of concessions. Games for kids. A lot of entertainment in between innings. Miss Arkansas is going to be there. It's going to be a big night.
Well, you're raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, trying to raise $50,000. I love Denver. Listen, so funny. I don't know how you guys can even do this interview because Denver is talking. You're not even half the time. You're looking at him. He's just such a fan, but he's very passionate about this cause, and it's been a really good cause. When you raise $300,000 for any organization, it's outstanding. But I was going to go back to R.J. Hawk. So R.J., as you know, played at UCA. And so R.J. got up there and threw out the pitch one time. Did you know that?
I did
And it
not.
Was not a night he wants to remember. It's not a video.
You were
Oh, no. Did he throw it like overhanded or underhanded?
Roger, you remember.
Well, I would never bring. You were so terrible on that.
Well, it was not his best night.
No, it was not.
It was not his best night.
Was it overhanded or underhanded?
It was a bad.
He hit himself. I can't believe you even tell that. He hit himself right in the knee.
That's why Ryan Silverfield did it the other day at the Razorback Stadium. And it is a tricky thing. Even if you're an athlete or whatever, you know, when the president did it at 9/11, you know, it just there's pressure to throw it over the plate.
Yeah, and there's rules people don't know. Like, the rules are you have to throw from the mound.
Yeah.
If you throw from in front of the mound,
right,
it's shame.
That's right.
Right, and you can't bounce it. You got to throw from the top of the mound, and you can't bounce it.
Yeah, it
needs to be chin music, if anything. You know, it needs to be up in the zone, not down.
I think it was, wasn't it Jeter who said, "Don't bounce it." Told President Bush, "Don't bounce whatever you do."
And he threw an absolute laser beam.
He did. RJ is listening. He said, "Thanks." He said, "You're such a blank bass." I'm just saying. Listen, you know what? I tell you what, we can do, RJ. If you want another shot to redeem yourself, how about another throw from the mound from R.J. Hawk?
Baiting you. That's what he's doing, R.J.
R.J. is not the same R.J. he used to be. He's a much bigger personality in the state of Arkansas, a bigger leader. That's why you go to these kind of things. You want to see a person outside their element. And you guys are in suits and ties. And you know, softball's not your thing. You're a little bit older. You're a little bit older, you know. I was about to say, you got the younger guys. You know, the older guys, listen, the deal is you want to walk out of that stadium without a pulled muscle.
That's right.
Or a broken bone. That's it. So everything starts at 5:30. Do you have names? Do you have come up with names for the teams?
We definitely have some names for the teams.
Well, you guys are good sports to do this.
It's $10 to get in.
Okay.
Like the speaker said, Miss Arkansas is going to be there. Lots of people. It's going to be fun time for everyone. Child advocacy centers, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're excited about it. And I think the surprise of the night is what the walk up songs are going to be.
Oh, cool.
We let some members pick. We chose for others.
I love that. I didn't think about the walk up songs.
That's a good idea.
Would you like to share with us your walk up songs?
Well, I pick for a house member or two. Some of the more masculine men. Like I feel like a woman. I'm not sure what all we'll end up landing on, but I think it'll be fun.
What's crazy, Bart, is when you play for the Razorbacks, I'm willing to bet right now $100 you didn't have walk-up music in the 90s.
No, we did not.
How about that? You know, now it's a thing everybody does, and you didn't have any walk-up music back in the day. Hey, it's fun now that they do that, but that'll be a fun component of that. So, well, a tip of the hat for doing this. This is a great call. You guys can have some fun. You guys get after each other over there.
It'll be fun to watch a ball game outside like it.
Yeah, weather should be nice. Denver, congratulations. What year is this all together?
It's our 11th total
year of raising money.
Since 2013.
Well, it's a good cause, and you guys are all brave to get out there and do that. I'll get sent away tomorrow night at 5:30. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right, don't go away. It is at 8:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Call in, RJ.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This Texas Sports Center.
Arkansas basketball landed five-star finish forward Mika Murinen yesterday to boost their class to number one in the country. Murinen played some high school ball in the United States before going to play for Partizan Belgrade in Serbia last year. He played at the Nike Hoop Summit earlier this month, recording 10 points and 8 rebounds in 15 minutes. He measured in at 7 foot, 223 pounds with a 7'2.5" wingspan at the event. Athleticism is his best trait, but he has range out to the three. Arkansas is not done adding players yet, as there are at least three roster spots open, potentially five, depending on Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond's decision with the NBA draft. Their top target is 7-foot center Obinna Ekezie Jr. The five-star is the second overall player in the 2027 class, but is likely to reclassify. He released his top five yesterday. It included Kentucky, Louisville, Arkansas, BYU, and Maryland. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. More strong to severe storms are likely this afternoon. 80% chance of rain, a high of 80 here in Little Rock. Please be weather aware. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, although tonight I don't expect any storms to be severe anymore. We'll have a low of 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you for life.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Did that storm stall your New Year's resolution? Now's your second chance, man. At Low T Center, they're extending their New Year's promos to give you the new start that you need. If you've been feeling exhausted, maybe you've lost that sex drive, book a free testosterone test at Low T Center. No risk, no commitments, just answers. Pick up discounted peptides and GLP-1s while you're at it. And look, if you start treatment, Low T Center is the most trusted name in TRT for a reason. Highest quality testosterone, covered by insurance and tailored to you so you know it's effective. This deal ain't going to last forever, man. Call now or head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com to book your appointment.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 8:33. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Bazza. That's Roger Scott, Justin Morad at Pond, Christian Weaver running the production room, and that's what we call it, production room.
That's right.
Chuck Gatlin joins us now.
Hey,
good morning,
everybody.
Chuck. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Where are you, Chuck?
Hey, can I get a little bit more of these in these headphones, please?
661-103.
That's awesome.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. I was going to mention real quick, I didn't because the guys were here, you know, talking about DJ Gasso. No pressure or anything to turn out to be
Gasso. Good.
Yeah, Gasso. You ever heard of the Gasso?
Somebody's name.
It is. It's it's a very reputable name now, especially in softball.
Wow.
It is the name.
When did you become this guy?
It is. Would you say, Justin?
I think I've always been this guy.
Is it the first family of softball? Probably so. You know what? This guy, DJ Gasso, will be head coach someday. He's a sharp guy. Although he did throw out Bobby Bones.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Bobby Bones has been a big supporter. You know, Justin doesn't take advantage of his opportunity like Bobby does up there.
It's okay.
Justin's not there. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah.
There's no problem. I mean, I got no issue with that. I mean, we don't mention other things like that.
Yeah, but they will
mention his name if something tragic happens.
Yeah, your mom. Hey, are you as good as your mom? Yeah. 8 national championships. Yeah. Her mom is a coach at Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah, they've won national championships. And so he is. He's been with the Razorbacks for 3 years. I think he'll get a coaching job soon as a head coach just because of. And he's had great success. What's going on in the buzz there, Chucky?
Oh, man. Busy week.
Let's do it.
Let's get him here. Let's do it like this.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
Yes!
And speaking of Hubbard Power Sports Can-Am and Sea-Doo in Russellville, their yellow tag event ends this Thursday. Get over there, save up to $3,000 on 2026 Commander or a rebate up to $3,000 on select 2025 Can-Am Maverick X3 models on the road, on the water, in the trails. They have the ride for you. Go over there, see Glenn, Missy, Montana, and the whole crew, or find them online at HubbardPowerSports.com.
Buzz-BQ coming up. That's number one.
So you
got a couple spots?
Last I heard, but surely those have sold.
That's what I would have thought,
I meant to ask Gemma before I came up here, but I forgot. But tickets are on sale, so go to buzzbq.com and get your tickets for that. And
May 9th.
Over at the Riverfront RV Park in North Little Rock, Gravely Mowers, Bud Light, Oaklawn Sports, Jazz Camper Rental, Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Thanks to all those guys for helping us make it happen. Today, got some Razorback baseball taking on Northwestern State at 5:30 on the Buzz. The Travs are playing Wichita at 5:50. You hear them on Buzz 2. You guys, tomorrow morning, are going to be on the road at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
It's Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Great deals going on there. Steve Brown's going to let us know all about those things. That's right on Reynolds Road. We'll be there from 6 until 10 a.m.
Yes, you will. And Travs, again, in action with Wichita in the morning, 10:50. It's a day game. Wow, early. Then Thursday, you guys heading back over to Fletcher, hanging out with Mr. Fletcher and the crew. Yeah,
thank you, Frank Fletcher, for the Fletcher feet that gets us all around town, then some. And, I mean, Baz, to go from Little Rock to Fayetteville to Pine Bluff to Little Rock. You don't get there that
just
fast.
Just cruising.
You don't. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Zipper.
The Zone is going to be over in Conway for Toad Suck Days. They're bringing. Remember back in the day when they did Stuck on a Truck?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're doing Hands on a Hyundai this year.
Okay. So Justin, I know Roger knows this. Do you know how long people used to keep their hands on the vehicle?
I would guess days.
Yeah.
The last year it was done, it was, I want to say, 6 days. It was almost a week.
I mean, that is absolutely nuts.
Yep.
I mean, who does that?
Wow.
Who can do that? Who can take 6 days to do that?
A nutcase. A nutcase without a job.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Roger, how long could you go? There's bathroom breaks, of course.
Dude, I would hate for there to be two people in the five-hour mark.
Oh, my gosh, one's got to lose.
And then one of you scratch.
Gas.
You know.
Oh, you scratch. Yeah, your hand comes off the ankle.
Well, someone, can you you stick them?
Because that's the thing. You got to figure.
Yeah.
Two people have been there the exact same amount of time.
That's right.
And then one person takes his hand off.
For whatever reason.
Second gets a toy car. Yeah, that's what they get. That's always a popular deal. That's always a big, very, very popular deal.
See, I thought they stopped doing it after. They did. Didn't somebody die from. I'm not joking. Somebody died because they wouldn't get off to pee. I'm not making a joke.
No, years ago, somebody did. And,
that's ridiculous.
That's when they started adding more rules to it. When they first started doing it, there were no real rules about mental health and checking people to make sure they were okay after they left. One of the first years somebody did it, it wasn't here, it was somewhere else.
Yeah.
A guy wins his truck, drives across the street,
buys a to the sporting
buys
store,
a gun?
Buys a gun, and like I think shot himself.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Well, that's wait, that's
the
not
dude the, that, the dude that lost?
No, the guy
the
that won.
The guy that won.
Yeah.
Got the truck.
Golly, what
and
the
then
world?
Went and bought a gun.
He's all kinds of crazy.
Wow.
Well, he was sleep deprived for like however
what's
however
the matter
long,
with people?
And his brain, he wasn't thinking right.
Good Lord.
What? Just,
yeah.
it doesn't make any sense.
No, but, no. I mean, you're thinking about something else. That's on your mind.
No, that was it. That's what happened.
Wow. But you know what? Maybe
they need to shot this thing right now.
Oh, no, the pee God. Thing, Justin, that was a different contest. They were doing Hold Your Wii for a Wii back when Nintendo
oh,
Wii came
that's
out.
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That's horrible.
Hold Your Wii for a Wii. They had to drink
oh,
water.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, like
what's the matter with people?
I thought somebody died when they played a game hand on a lion. So no,
hands
I mean,
on a,
both, everybody
hands on
died.
Lion.
That hands on a lion. It was
on
at the zoo. They did hands on a lion, and nobody won.
Oh my gosh!
Go they
ahead.
All
go ahead.
Died.
Listen, I like hands on a lion better than hold my Wii.
Jeez.
I like a lot
yeah,
better than
yeah,
that. That's for and they make you drink. What kind of sadistic
wow.
crap is that?
Jeez. Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, my
God. Anyway, go ahead,
Chuck. Friday, end the week Friday good at Oaklawn. It's the last,
yes,
last week of the live racing
yeah,
season.
Saturday.
You guys, the zone
lips
will be
on
over
a
there.
Viper. That was not good either.
Golly. And then Razorbacks, the Ole Miss, Friday at 5:30. Travs, still with Wichita, 6:20. And then, it's just a big weekend of baseball.
Tonight, we got baseball tonight.
Yeah.
We got Razorback baseball
remember,
tonight.
Yeah, so
and
Razorback
we also
baseball.
Have we have Roger.
And you'll be at trivia.
And what's Boudreaux. The place?
Boudreaux.
It's Boudreaux. And here's the deal, Chuck.
The deal.
You're not that far. You live in the same city.
I don't live in the same city.
Oh, you live in Little Rock.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So listen, it's right there in North Little Rock
it's
on
not
Mel
far.
Boulevard.
You're right. It's not
I mean,
far.
Just come by. You know where it is because you stopped by during the football game.
Do we want to take a break or do we want to go ahead
let's
and
play
it?
The game.
Let's play the game. Let's go. What are we playing for? What do we got tickets for?
Baseball.
Baseball. You want to do baseball this Sunday?
This would be Ole Miss. Ole Miss, very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we also have baseball tickets for tonight. If somebody can swing that.
It's their option. They got tonight or Sunday. 661-1037.
Do we have Rick Springfield tickets?
We do not.
No, that's at Oaklawn.
That's Saturday.
That's Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah,
it's Friday
just see if there's Oaklawn.com.
It's time for
don't get me started on Rick
favorite
Springfield.
Game, Family Feud.
Don't get me started.
Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
What happened to everybody that played that game butt on a bear?
Hey,
sit on
the
bear. Never
this
hand on a line. All right, 661-1037. Play the number one game on 103.7 The Buzz. Family Feud right now. Not to say anything about the other ones, but right now it's the longest running. I think this is the longest running morning show with a game show game ever is what it is.
Yeah.
So be that person. You'll team up with 14 number one hit country singing sensation Justin Moore, Charles Chuckwagon Gatlin, and you have a chance to win. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Scott. Scott, do you want to play the feud?
You bet I do.
All right, buddy. Scott, here's what's going to happen. You are teamed up as the team leader with Justin Moore and Chuck Gatlin. Your name is your buzzer. I'm going to need you to give me your buzzer after the first question. Let me let you hear how when I asked the 44th President of the United States to let me hear his buzzer. Here's what he did.
Obama!
Let me hear your buzzer.
Good.
Scott.
Okay, Scott. All right, Scott. Here we go. Be the first one to buzz in with the top five answers to this question that I asked everyone at Boudreaux's last week. Name something that has the word super in it.
David. Justin.
David Basil.
Wow. Superman.
Superman, number one on the list.
Thank you. Sorry, Justin. It was the delay that got you beat.
No. Yo, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Now, here's the new rule, Scott. You're gonna play this game. First of all, let's do this. I'm sorry, Baz. You control the board.
Yeah, tough decision here, Scott, but I'm going to make you earn this. Earn these tickets,
Earn this. So, Scott, here's the deal. If you go right down the line, that was number one. If we get every answer right down the line, two, three, four, five,
in succession, you will win an extra prize to be determined later. That's right, Chuck. You're giving him something.
Whoa.
We're giving him something else.
Wow. Okay.
There might be tickets that are expired. I don't care. He's getting something else. Okay?
Swift kick.
Let's roll.
Kick in the pants.
It's up to you. That's right. Your call, not right. Mike. You're the prize guy. All right, here's the deal, fellas. Scott, you are the leader of this team. What you say goes. Justin Moore is by far the very best Family Feud guy ever. He plays the game at home a lot. He knows the rules. He straightened me out one time. He's your guy. Yep. Chuck Gatlin is no slouch in this game, that is.
Oh, I'm an incredible slouch.
Here's the deal. 47 people said the number one answer. 9 said the second. 9 said the third. 6 said the fourth. And 6 said the fifth. Name something that has the word super in it.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Gotta be there.
That's a good one.
Scott, you like it?
It is a good one.
I like it.
It's number two. Number two on the list. Super Bowl. Superman, Super Bowl. Number three has 9. Number four, number five have 6 respectively. Scott, 3 strikes still at your disposal. Name something that has the word super in it.
What do you got?
Supermodel is not too shabby.
Supermodel is a fantastic answer.
I like it.
Yep. You want to go with it?
Let's go with it.
Not in the top five. Not in the top five. But here's the deal, Scott.
Dang, that was a good one.
It was a good one. Here's the deal. That does not throw you out of the extra prize because you missed it. You didn't mess up. See what that is? Let's continue on. Let's play the game.
How about supermarket, guys?
Supermarket.
I like it.
Supermarket.
I like it.
Not too shabby. Number three on the board.
Roll.
We are still rolling right down the line. 2 strikes left. 2 answers left between you and a pair of tickets and an extra prize still up for grabs. Please name something that has the word super in it.
Wonder if Supergirl wouldn't be there, huh?
Well,
that probably
you know
is
what?
Encompassed
Supergirl,
by Superman.
Supergirl could be in it, which, I mean, by the way, we forgot about that when we said Batgirl. Supergirl.
What did Scott say?
Scott, what'd you say?
Superhero, maybe?
Superhero's not too bad either. We're talking your favorite superhero today.
The only thing I question is, even with the one I just said, is if Superman kind of knocks all that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about supercomputer?
How about supercomputer?
Supercomputer.
Ooh, in this age of AI.
Superintendent?
We got us a good one.
Yeah.
Super in. So that's
what
super
in. What do you think, Scott? Pick one of those.
I'm going to roll the dice and go out on my own supercomputer.
You are the leader of this team, my friend. And let me tell you something. You have got a set of testicles on you to go out on your own to do something like this, my friend. That is a fantastic answer. Just not in the top five, my buddy. Not in the top five.
And
fear not, my friend. Fear not. One strike left.
Go ahead, Justin.
Somebody explain to me what the hell a supercomputer is.
Supercomputer, no,
it's
that's
a big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah.
Did you ever see War Games? Did you ever see War Games?
Like in the '60s, they take up the entire room. You know.
Yes. Yeah, so remember, at Chuck's point in War Games,
Joshua was the supercomputer.
Forgive me, I went to school at Poe.
What about super glue?
Hello.
Oh yeah, super glue is good. I like that. Yeah.
Hello, Falcon. Are you ready to play a game?
Hello, Joshua.
Did you say what?
He said super glue.
You said super glue. Number four on the board. Super glue.
I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
Number four on the board.
Well, we got 2 strikes or 1?
2 strikes.
Two.
1 strike. Answer left. 1 Full strike. Count. This is for all the marbles.
Every one of them.
Does not mean that you lose if you miss it. Here's what's happening, Scott. You miss the number 5 answer, which the extra prize is still in play. You miss it, it goes to Baz and Christian. They have an opportunity to steal your heart. They miss it, you get one other. No, yeah, I think you get one other chance.
No.
No, it's over. It's over.
If he gets three strikes, it's over.
Exactly right. All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
It's down to scrotum cutting time. Let's make it happen, my friend.
I'm just throwing it out there. I like what Chuck said before, superintendent.
Superintendent was mentioned earlier.
That's just me.
But Scott, do not.
I like it too.
Scott, don't
I
let.
Like it too.
You like it? You want to do it?
I like it.
All right, one strike.
Do it, baby.
Superintendent at the outside!
Hey, boy, Chuck.
Woohoo!
Wow. We did it.
Hey, boy, Chuck.
We did it.
You not only have won a pair of tickets to the Razorback game either today or later on in the week, but you've also won an extra prize, the very first recipient of extra prize. That's like winning.
It's a lollipop.
Both showcases. Both showcases. Chuck, make sure you get something extra.
Oh, sure.
I want to know what. I want to know. No, that's part of the game. We've already said it.
Yeah,
hey,
make sure of it.
Make sure he gets to choose between a Tootsie Pop and a Blow Pop.
Listen, I don't care if it's a signed piece of paper from legendary classic rock and roll DJ Jeff Allen.
Yeah.
Scott, if you don't
Scott, if you're watching on the camera, look at my face.
Scott, you're getting an extra prize. Chuck, you are not going to just lazy out this. You're going to find something in that drawer of yours.
I will.
You have a pair of tickets to Heart that's nobody got yet.
And Chuck, stop giving people your dirty old underwear for extra prizes, by the way.
That is so
That's an HR are, issue.
People are making good money off of those.
Congratulations, Congrats, Scott. Thanks for listening, dude.
We'll be back in just a sec.
Thank you.
I got your love. You know that I'll never.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to Mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
103.7 The Buzz heads to Oaklawn this Friday to close out the 2026 live racing season. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast from the Mainline Sports Bar. Nancy Holtis will stop by along with Zach Gillum and David Longinati. Might even get a visit from General Manager Wayne Smith. It's Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs with 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jason, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
You know what? They showed something on the social media, obviously because of Alan passing away, Alan Osment passing away. And they showed a clip of as you're doing that of a song that the Osment had sung at a concert. I don't know the song. I don't know of any other song. I don't know of them going out and touring and doing whatever. I'm sure they were huge. I just don't remember that being a part of it. You know, they were not even. I don't even think of them as a Jackson 5 or you know, they, to me, they're more like the Brady Bunch going out and singing.
Yeah. Speaking of music, Roger, and I know we're getting ready to go to break here in a second. On this day in 1988, Justin, B.W. Stevenson died following heart surgery. He was only 38. Do you know what, off the top of your head, what he wrote? Jay in there.
Sorry, Justin.
Hello.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I said no. I don't recognize that name for some reason.
Roger, you want to help him out?
I will.
Two great hits.
Yeah. Hold on.
He wrote Three Dog Nights, 1973 hit.
Never Been to Spain.
Nope.
Joy to the World.
No. Let's see. Roger's got 15 seconds. He's trying to find it. 15
Dang.
Seconds. Let's see if he can do it. They're two great songs. That's one of them. Great song. Recognize it, Justin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mama Maria.
Oh, Shambhala. This is Shambhala.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Shambhala. And the other is Mama Maria. Shambhala.
What's a country band that made it, Mama Maria big time?
Gotta go.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
It's hard to believe we're already at the final week of live racing at Oaklawn, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, but the good news is the Oaklawn Anywhere racing season never ends. Bet anytime, anywhere at bet.oaklawn.com.
Exactly. Phone, tablet, computer, you can watch and wager on races from tracks all over the country.
And if you're new, there's a sign-up bonus up to $200. Bet